Hello everyone, welcome back to the Bodybuilding Bodyweight Calisthenics Podcast. Today I would like to talk about calisthenics training and bodybuilding. Today we'll talk about a topic that person had up about classic bodybuilding versus the modern day bodybuilding today. So we'll say about classic bodybuilding from the golden era in the 80s to modern bodybuilding today from pretty much the 2000s and beyond. calisthenics training. Hope everyone is coming along in their journey, that everyone's experimenting with new moves, doing what your body reacts to, and then adding new stuff to see how your body reacts to it also to add to your arsenal. A lot of things that people, in my opinion, need to get out of is doing the trendy moves that's hot today. You know, if you want to progress your physique, you have to do the moves that your body's going to react to the most. And then you can try new moves, not the trendy ones, but try new moves that you haven't tried before that you say, you know, that may work for me really good. A really good example of that is ring handstand push-ups, to where you if you have a rack at home or if you have rings at a gym, of course get them low enough so you can do a headstand setup. So hands on the rings, get into a headstand position, wrap your feet around the straps, and then proceed to push yourself up in a handstand position and then go for reps. That's one move that you can see how your body reacts to. It's another strength move. I would even call it possibly a skill move, but I definitely would call it a strength move for sure. Front levers, back levers, you know. Another popular trendy move today, actually two of them, is the handstand and the planche. The planche is a very hard move that even a lot of people are still today learning. Same thing with the handstand. It's a move that's very trendy. It's a move that's, both moves are definitely popular, but I see that the handstand has definitely exceeded the planche because it's a more popular move that a lot of people want to do, you know, to show a lot of people that they can do it, you know, that they're part of that scene, that they're able to do a handstand. Going beyond that, what you don't see very much is handstand pushups, which is the next step beyond that, two steps beyond that. Just getting a handstand, as hard as it is. Even calisthenic athletes, bodyweight, have a hard time still hitting a planche today because of their leg mass. And it takes years for people to get this down. You know, some people think that they can get it down in a couple of weeks. Same thing with the muscle up. The muscle up is definitely taking the back seat to the planche and the handstand. But the muscle up you do still see done. In many places, you see a lot of muscle ups being done with extra weight, which is another big trend that's been going on for a while. Now, I would like everyone, as I said before, to keep trying new moves, keep trying things, document your training. Please document your training, because that way you can see how your form is. You can have people around and say, oh man, you look great doing that move, but what do you see? Have someone video the training. Say a planche, tuck planche. Let's say tuck planche, because everybody out there doesn't know how to do a planche. I, for sure, don't know how to do a planche. I can do a tuck planche, but tuck planche on rings, a hip raise planche on rings as well. Tuck planche on the ground, but just doing a planche is very hard. Handstand is another one. Like I said, it takes years for people to get that down, but always have the people around you. Have someone hold the camera or stage the camera somewhere to get document recording of your training. Then you can see how your form is. See where you went wrong here. See where you need to touch up on. Find out what training that you need to add to the arsenal to actually achieve that move. You know, sometimes you can take a year off from doing a move. A good example of mine is doing an Iron Cross. An Iron Cross is definitely, I'm talking definitely, one of the hardest moves to date when it comes to rings. One is assisted and one is unassisted. The one unassisted one, you can hold a damn near good Iron Cross for 5 seconds, if not a little bit longer. The assisted one, you can hold twice as long as that because you have the assisted straps almost near the wrist, which is almost as hard as doing the one unassisted. You know, so always do that. Always get a documented trainer and share it. You know, don't be afraid to share your training out there for the world to see, because someone out there is learning the same thing that you're learning right now, and that person can get some insight, some inspiration from saying, wow, you know, they're doing that move. How long did it take? That's when people have questions. How long did it take to achieve that? What steps are you taking to improve? You know, that's how the community excels, I think, and grows as a whole, when people share the information. And that's with any sport, individual sport, I would say, because I'm calisthenics is more of an individual sport. I know that you have calisthenic teams out there, but it's almost a thing that's not even a thing right now because of how everything is getting disbanded, you know. But I see probably in some time that calisthenic teams will someday return, as I said before, that, you know, breakdancing made the Olympics, you know, in 2024. Hey, you never know. One day calisthenics maybe can get there, but there's a lot of work to do. There's a lot of work to do when it comes to unity in the calisthenics community. Calisthenics body weight, they both go hand in hand. I still see a long way to go. And everyone has to share, inspire each other, and just keep growing the community. You know, no one's better than the next man. Or a woman. I'm going to put that out there because no one's better than the next person saying that I can do it, do this move better, I've been doing it longer. You know, everyone out, if you share your training on the social medias, someone will learn some tips from you and put it into their own way. That's how training, I think, should be done. Because everyone will put their training out there on how they achieve this or how they excelled at it. And someone else will try to do it the same way, and it's not going to work for their physique. It's not going to work for their mechanic. You will have to adopt the move and put your own spin on it. That's how you, as an individual, excel at that trainer or trying to hit that skill move or try to build at that strength move that you're trying to do. So I think that everyone needs to keep sharing, needs to keep recording, needs to keep documenting, and share the information. I think that's a surefire way for the community to grow. Now getting into the bodybuilding side, classic physique individual. I'm talking about just classic bodybuilding. Classic bodybuilding from the golden era to the 80s. Versus modern bodybuilding from the 2000s and on. I didn't add the 90s. The 90s is still... the 90s era has its own era, because the golden era through the 80s is pretty much like the golden era. Then you have the 90s era, and then you have the modern era, which is the 2000s and beyond. Not even almost to the 2000s. Well, I would say about mid to late 2000s, I would even go to the modern era. A guy had a topic that I stumbled onto, and he had a topic of classic versus modern bodybuilding today. And everyone's going to have their opinion on this topic. I personally said classic because I like the classical look. I like the classic lines that bodybuilders had back in the day, just the look, you know, and the flow of routines and posing that they did, you know, just is it's an art, just a a presentation, a good artistic presentation of the golden era in the 80s. And I say classic because the words ripped and shredded definitely resonated with the golden era and the 80s. You know, the golden era, a lot of guys were just still, they were working with what they had versus today in the modern era where equipment is like through the roof. So many different types of equipment out there that works the same muscle group, but in a different way. And not everyone has access to, you know, the newest technology out. There's still gyms out there that have the old school training equipment. You know, I'm talking about some dungeon type training, you know, and just, you know, back in the day, you know, equipment. And then you have, as myself, a calisthenics guy who's still competing in bodybuilding today, just proving that it can be done. You know, there is no say that calisthenics has no place in the bodybuilding world, which I personally think it does in the classical look. I said that I said classic because the words, like I said, the words shredded and ripped definitely was a thing back then. The word shredded and ripped get thrown around so loosely today in the modern era. I think that is pretty ridiculous to say that this person's shredded or this person's ripped and they have a hard time controlling the midsection. They have a hard time breathing because they sacrifice conditioning to be bigger. And the judges dictate that. The judges dictate the direction this sport is going, how the physiques are supposed to look. Social media is another big culprit of that as well, on this expectation of how people are supposed to look. And I think that is really getting out of hand on how a physique is supposed to look and the expectations of how somebody's supposed to come in or just be on a daily basis. You know, it's a thing now where people talk about they're weighing around 300 pounds or 260 and 270. I said that I don't think that really matters how much the person weighs. It's really about the presentation, and it's really about presenting that physique when you're on stage. You know, all that stuff goes in. Posing is very important. Posing is 90%, in my opinion, 90% of bodybuilding. You know, the diet and the training will be there. But when you're at that show, when you're at that competition, that 90% has to be there. 10% is just getting to the venue, wherever the show is being held at. But 90% of that train, that posing has to be there, ready to go. And posing is just, it's almost like posing is a joke today, just in my opinion. Some other people may have a different insight on this. In my opinion, posing is almost a joke. Only a select few have that flow, have that movement on stage that to where it's entertaining to watch that posing routine, just to be in awe, you know, how they're able to move the physique and show the physique off in such a way and move gracefully on stage and just transition into each move. Some people, I don't think, have that movement and that flow. And that, I think that, in my opinion, goes into personality. Some people don't have a personality when they get on stage. It's a personality trait when they're off the stage, you know, and other aspects of life where they don't, you know, where it comes to entertaining. There's no flow and movement there, you know. So when you get on stage with the music choice, it's a representation of yourself. You have to get on that stage and you're showing off the physique, but hey, take it seriously. You know, don't take it too seriously where you're not getting cheers and stuff like that. You're getting on that stage to present your physique with the music choice that you have. You're flowing with the music. You're presenting the physique and the music, and some people can gravitate to that and say, man, that person really knows how to move. Wow, I like the way that they're presenting the physique. Look how they transition into each and every move. You know, it's just graceful. You know, you need that at shows. And that's something that you don't see at shows today. Only, like I said, only a select few embody that. So, personality, I think, is number one that goes into that. Remember, bodybuilding is an art. It is an art. You have to know how to present. So, I'm going to leave it with that. As I said before, I hope everyone's getting far in their training, getting far in their journey, even if you're doing a hybrid style of training. Remember, whatever type of training you're doing, make sure it's working for your physique. If you're doing bodyweight calisthenics, or you're doing just weight training, or you're doing a combination of both, one has to outweigh the other, and the other one has to be an accessory to the main. Remember that. One has to outweigh the other. If you try to balance the two, you may not be happy with the results when it comes to the weight side, and then when it comes to the calisthenics side, because you're going to be fighting between the two. Like me, as a calisthenics guy, I only hit a gym once a month. And sometimes I may miss that month and go maybe the other month or 2 months down the line. So my buddy will be like, hey, the month's almost over. You know, hit the 1 day a month. And I say, hey, let's do it. Once a month. Just to test your strength in exercises. Passing along the knowledge. You know, I still have a lot of gym knowledge when it comes to training, but as of now, for years on end now, I've been a calisthenics guy. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, ropes, rings, bands, the bars, that's the lifestyle, you know. So, like I said, sorry about that. I'm going to leave it at that. Remember the style of training you're doing. Just make sure it's working for your physique. Everyone have a good day. Keep moving along. Peace.